From Spark and Anvil and Temp Check, this is Skiff, Buoy, and Pick in Chapter 1 of the Temp Check cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Two friends sat on the dock at the end of a long, strange day, and neither had said much, and both were carrying something they hadn't put into words yet. This was the exact moment most feelings just slip past, unchecked, unnamed, carried home heavy and unspoken. But between the two friends sat three small helpers whose whole purpose was to catch a feeling before it slipped by. Skiff floated ready at the dock, the little boat that goes out first. Buoy bobbed in the water, reading every current beneath. And Pick held a small deck of feeling cards, fanned and waiting. "Somebody has to go first," said Skiff. "Somebody always has to."
A skiff went first, because Skiff's whole brave job was simply to start the check-in, and starting is the part everyone's scared of.
"How are you?" "Really?" Skiff asked, out loud, into the quiet. That was it. That was the whole enormous small thing. Because a check-in that nobody starts never happens. Both friends could have sat there all evening, each waiting for the other, each carrying their heavy, unspoken thing home alone. "You don't have to be the one who fixes anything," Skiff said. "You just have to be the one who asks, who says, 'Hey, how are you, actually?' and means it. It feels risky, I know, like sticking your neck out, like maybe they'll brush it off. But somebody has to push the little boat off the dock, or nobody ever leaves the shore. Being the one who starts it is a gift you give, even to yourself. You're allowed to start a check-in on you."
Then Buoy did the move that everyone skips. Read the body before you reach for a word. Because the friend, asked how she really was, opened her mouth to say the automatic thing, "Fine." And Buoy, bobbing gently, stopped her. "Wait, before the word. What's your body saying? Don't answer from your head yet. Check the water underneath." And the girl paused and actually felt it, the tightness sitting high in her shoulders, the little flutter in her stomach, the way her jaw had been clenched for hours without her noticing. "The body often knows before the mind does," said Buoy, softly. "Your mouth wants to say fine, because fine is fast and easy. But your shoulders are up by your ears, and your stomach's fluttering. And those are telling the truer story. The feeling shows up in the body first, almost always. So before you grab a word, feel where it's living in you. Let the body point the way."
And now, with her body's signal red, Pick fanned out the cards for the last move. Choose the name that's actually true. "Okay," said Pick. "Tight shoulders, fluttery stomach, clenched jaw. Now, which card is honestly true?" And Pick held them up, and the girl's hand drifted first, out of habit, toward the easy one, the "I'm fine" card, the "I'm good" card. But her body had already told the truth, and so after a breath, she reached past the easy ones and picked the real one, "Worried." And under it, quieter, "Worried I let someone down today." "There it is," said Pick gently. "Not the automatic one, the true one. That's the whole skill, picking the card that's actually you right now, even when it's harder to say than fine. You don't get a prize for saying fine when you're not. You get something better for saying the true one. You get to actually be met." Pick smiled. "A feeling named is a feeling you can do something with. A feeling hidden behind fine just rides home on your shoulders all night."
And once the true card was out on the dock between them, the evening changed, because a named feeling can be shared, and a shared feeling gets lighter. And the two friends talked, at last, about the heavy things they'd both been carrying unspoken. "Good starting," said Buoy. "Good body reading," said Pick. "Good picking," said Skiff.
There is a quiet, steadying relief in a feeling checked, caught before it slips past, read from the body, named honestly, set down where someone can see it. It takes a little bravery to start, a little slowness to feel, and a little honesty to pick the true card over the easy one. But the reward is real. Feelings that are checked don't have to be carried alone and unnamed. And a person who knows how to run a check-in on a friend or on themselves is never quite so at the mercy of the heavy things they can't yet name.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to SCIF, Bowie, and PIC. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.